I'm guessing we should start. So welcome to Liminal Church of Ventura. Oh gosh. Today is our contemplative service at the end of the last Sunday of each month. We participate in a little bit of a different rhythm. We slow down and we spend some time in contemplation. I thought about putting this quote up, but it's one that I've said a lot. Good morning. Contemplation is wisdom received when the head is in the heart. Another way of saying that is contemplation is wisdom received that is impregnated with love. On a physical level, kind of what we're talking about here is an opening. Not just engaging with our minds, but also allowing our hearts to be open as well. And for the two to be fully open and present to God. Today we're going to dive into a little bit more of that. And it is my intended goal today to help get you into that state of open receptivity. A few weeks back in our series on strength to love, I made a bold claim a handful of times on that Sunday. In particular, MLK was encouraging Christians to certain types of behavior. And I made the claim that I don't know if we're capable of doing that without an upgraded operating system. That if we're still running a dualistic us and them, black and white, in and out, sacred and secular, Republican, Democrat, all of it, if we're still running that system, that operating system, we can't expect to see the Christ in the other. We can't expect to access these higher qualities. And so today, again, it's my intention to share with you something that gets me into that space, something that gets me into a state of receptivity. And I hope it works for you. And if it doesn't, there's many other approaches. I have a quote here from this guy, Father Richard Rohr. Maybe you've heard of him. He says this. Paul summarizes his corporate understanding of salvation with his shorthand phrase, en Christo, using it more than any single phrase in all of his letters, over 100 times. En Christo seems to be Paul's code phrase for the gracious, participatory experience of salvation from the beginning, the path that he so urgently wanted to share with the world. Succinctly put, this identity means humanity has never been separate from God, unless and except by its own negative choice. All of us, without exception, are living inside of a cosmic identity, already in place, that is drawing and guiding us forward. We are all in Christo, willingly or unwillingly, happily or unhappily, consciously or unconsciously. This is the invitation to access that operating system, the mind of Christ, the one that allows me to see the Christ in you as opposed to whatever construct I have in my mind to put a barrier between us. This is our invitation. And so today, I would like us to access that. I think we're all familiar with the part of the story, the part of the text where Jesus is being nailed to a cross. And he has this phrase where he says, Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing. And I will tell you, if we are still operating that binary, dualistic operating system in our minds, that's an absurd interaction. Or we wonder with that operating system, how could I ever have that much power or that much strength or willpower or patience with people? How could I do it? I don't think you can when you're running that other system. And so the invitation is to be open and receptive, to be in Christ. And the results, my friends, is everywhere you go, you see it. It's a choice. And every person you interact with, you see it. But it's a hard space to get to. We have to be quiet. We have to be still. We have to listen with our hearts. So with that in mind, let's do our little chant. And then I'd like to read something from a book to you. I believe most of you have participated in this. If not, I think you'll pick it up pretty quick. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and Creator God, Ruach, Spirit of God, align us to your presence. Open our hearts. Stop the judging minds. Increase curiosity in our minds. God, would you teach us to see better? Would you teach us to see reality as it is, not what we want it to be? Would you teach us to participate with you in reality? Would you increase our ability to feel your presence? Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be. like to read something to you guys out of a book that I'm reading for a class. And I believe it's up on the screen. It's entitled Ordinary Mysticism, Your Life as Sacred Ground by Mirabai Starr. I highly recommend it. Take your time with it. But today I want to talk a little bit on the section she has on a mindful mind and a heartful heart. And it's a practice for us. It has a little instruction and then time for us to practice. So mindfulness practice, rooted in ancient Buddhist philosophy and adapted to meet the psychological reality of our times, had a meaningful impact across society, independent of spiritual belief systems. But in some ways, the movement has stalled out with the head. In this guided meditation, we reclaim the loving heart behind the quiet mind. And so, liminal, if you will, please begin by taking three full breaths. Inhale deeply. And exhale completely. Linger in the space between the inhalation and the exhalation. Become curious about the full arc of each breath. Feel the way that breathing with intention fills your body with well-being, revitalizing and calming at the same time. Now I'd like you to think of a personal situation that is troubling your heart. Perhaps it's an argument with a friend or the loss of a loved one. It could simply be disappointment about the outcomes of a project at work, or a sense that you keep picking different versions of the same unavailable partner and can't seem to figure out why. Maybe the hurt is fresh and hot, or maybe it's something that happened long ago, but in this moment, you can easily connect with the ache of longing, the sting of betrayal, the wish for things to be other than they are. Stay right here. Gently open yourself up to the pain. Unclench your fist. Soften. If someone you were close to has died, offer that being your complete attention. You are showing up for your grief, not as a grim spiritual exercise designed to prove how spiritual you are. Rather, you are turning towards what is. In this case, a shattering loss as an act of love. Love for the person you miss. Love for reality itself. Allow this tenderness to spread like melted butter through your whole heart and seep into your bones. Let it pool in your belly and illumine your cells. Be willing to cultivate the fullness of your attention as an offering to your loved one. Welcome your particular version of the human condition with curiosity and kindness, taking your rightful place in an infinite network of mutual belonging. Praise this. Forgive reality. Love reality. Let's sit in stillness for a few moments. And when you're ready, fold your hands over your heart and utter a silent wish for the well-being of all. Forgive reality. Love reality. I know a few of us have shared the Yahweh breath prayer with you before. And the idea that we're so close, we're in relationship with God, Ruach, the breath, it's as close as our breath. And Rohr, in one of his talks, reminds us that on the in-breath and the exhale, that the word Yahweh is one of the only words you can say in Hebrew without moving your lips. You just simply breathe it. All of us are breathing. All of us are connected. All of us are in relationship with God. To what degree is your understanding of that? To what degree are you able to experience that? For the next bit of our time, I found this artist online, and she loops her songs, kind of like a song bath, if you're familiar with that. And this one is entitled Calling in the Divine Presence. And it's just the name of God over and over. My prayer for you is that you can be in a state of open receptivity, that we're somewhat there. And just be curious. Your mind will probably ask how much longer. Is she just going to keep on repeating the same thing over and over? But my prayer for you, for us, is that it would help participate in the shutting down of that old operating system, that it would, like the energy, the frequency, the sound, that it would shake off the calcification of our souls, and that you would feel what it's like to be an open and receptive conduit for God. First of all, thank you. I have to imagine that was a challenge for some of you. And I have to imagine for some of you it was a gift. I hope you're able to just be, to close your eyes and to just be. In Christo, divine union. We are all in Christo, whether we see it, know it at all. This is the invitation for us to upgrade our operating systems to minds that allow us to see the Christ in the other, in the situation, in the dirt, in the anger, in the tension. Sure do appreciate you guys. What a cool thing that we can do stuff like this here, and nobody walked out. I hope in this state of presence, openness, ideally with your head and your heart, I hope you can stay there while we move towards the table. Jesus invited us to life in all of its fullness. All are welcome at this table. In this meal, we remember and celebrate his presence with us and our community and with each other. On a night long ago in an upper room where he gathered with his companions, reaching out in love and promising that wherever this meal was reenacted, he would be present. Jesus took bread and wine, everyday familiar things, and named them as symbols of the most holy mystery of God. Taking the fragrant, newly baked bread in his hands, hands that had healed and blessed, hands that had been lifted in celebration and wrung in grief and pain, hands that had overturned tables and lifted up those who were bent over with suffering, hands that had been clasped in prayer and stretched out to gather in the excluded. Jesus took the bread in these hands and broke it and blessed it, saying, "This is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he took the cup, filled with rich red wine, pressed from the fruit of the vine, purified and matured, symbol of human and divine hospitality, poured out generously into empty vessels, a gift which words and rituals cannot fully describe, but which we receive in faith and hope, a sign of the great oneness between holy and human, the holy wine of God's never-ending grace, and blessed it, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink in remembrance of me." So we don't have that rich, red, mature wine. We have grape juice, but we can pretend. So I'm going to pray here, and if those that are administering communion today would come up, and then you guys can come up. If you come up the aisles this way and then back to your seats that way, I'll come up and do one more prayer at the end, and feel free to linger as long as you want. It's not often some of us get into this state of openness and receptivity, and I'd hate to rush you out of that because the world's waiting for you. So the table and divine union is also here and present and waiting. So Creator God, maker of the universe, maker of grain and the fruit of the vine, we bless you. We thank you for being a good God. May we go out into the rest of our day knowing that we are in relationship with you, knowing that all are participating in divine union. May our light shine bright for others to see. May our songs invite others to harmonize with us. May we experience shalom. Jesus, thanks for taking on flesh, coming down and showing us what it looks like for the divine and the material world to meet. Thank you for the symbol of the table where the divine and the material world meet. Forgive us for working out of our Adam operating systems. Forgive us for participating in us and them conversations. Forgive us. We're trying to figure out what we're doing. Amen. All are welcome. As close as your breath, friends. I know that today has many things on our lists of things to do, and we need to be present for those things, and it's hard to kind of stay in the state of receptivity and presence. But I hope if anything today, something was reinforced that gets said a lot here. But it is as close as your breath. When that person cuts you off, yeah. When you read that post, and remember that person driving the car and that wrote that post is also breathing the same reality and is also in Cristo. Father God, we thank you for this day. I thank you so much for this little experiment called Liminal Church of Ventura. Thank you for this rhythm of contemplation. Thank you for the invitation to go inward. We're babies. Be gentle with us. Be patient with us. We love you. Again, feel free to linger. We will have some people in the back. If anything came up today, maybe during the meditation, maybe just sitting, listening to the name of God over and over. If there's something that you want to explore more that rose to the surface, we've got people in the back that would be more than happy to pray with you. You're loved. And if you can maintain the same kind of quiet as you leave, that would be rad. Shalom in your home.